Have you ever been physically present but mentally elsewhere? In our hyper-connected world, millions struggle with genuine presence. The Five Gears framework offers a brilliant solution by comparing our social interactions to a car's manual transmission. Just as different driving situations require different gears, our various life situations demand appropriate gear shifts. This approach has transformed countless relationships by providing neutral language that eliminates blame while creating pathways to authentic connection. The beauty lies in its simplicity, a framework that helps us recognize when we're in the wrong gear and how to shift appropriately. Despite our countless communication tools, many of us have forgotten how to truly connect. The pattern is painfully familiar. Physically present, but mentally absent in our most important relationships. This disconnection manifests in running people over, prioritizing urgent work matters over important relationships. When consumed by deadlines or pressure, we inadvertently damage connections with those who matter most. Social miscues happen constantly. Executives never shifting out of work mode, parents dominating conversations with endless stories about their children, teenagers glued to phones during family time. The five gears represent different modes of engagement. First gear for recharging, second for connecting deeply, third for social interactions, fourth for task-focused work, and fifth for focused concentration, with reverse for apologizing when needed. Most adults struggle with three connectivity problems: not knowing which gear they're in, not recognizing others' gears, and not practicing shifting between gears. This framework provides concrete language that improves emotional intelligence and communication, transforming relationships by addressing behaviors without attacking character. Fifth gear represents complete focus, that state where time flies during intense work. This gear is crucial for strategic thinking, creative work, and complex tasks requiring deep concentration. Reaching it requires shutting doors, turning off notifications, and communicating your need for focus time. Like a car in overdrive, fifth gear produces high-quality work with less energy. The traditional open-door policy can actually prevent necessary focus. When interrupted, Andrew at Ford now simply says, "I'm in fifth gear. Can it wait?" creating understanding without offense. While productive, people can become unhealthily stuck here, as demonstrated by the man so absorbed in his phone at a Knicks game that he missed the kiss cam. When asked which gear they operate in most frequently, 85% of leaders identify fourth gear, the task-oriented mode. Most people move frantically between calls, meetings, emails, and texts without pausing. Many begin their day immediately in fourth gear by checking emails upon waking, letting tasks drive priorities. Our minds function like computers with too many open files. When we multitask, our mental desktop becomes cluttered. Elizabeth, a marketing professional and mother of three, realized she had both work and domestic fourth gears, with virtually no time for recharging or connecting, sacrificing personal time by getting up first and going to bed last. Third gear represents social mode: coffee shops, casual gatherings, after-work events. Those in higher gears often overlook its value in transforming work relationships. Business happens through relationships, not just transactions, which is why companies invest in social events. Curiosity drives third gear interactions by slowing you down to engage genuinely. Simple questions like, "Where is your hometown?" or "What do you love outside work?" can open surprising conversations. One executive's passion for professional wrestling led to attending a WWE event together, creating a lasting business relationship. The principle? Be interested before being interesting. Mastering third gear builds influence over time. People gravitate toward those showing respectful curiosity and confident conversation. When we avoid social engagement from insecurity or arrogance, we miss opportunities to know others and be known, a fundamental leadership failure. Those who navigate social situations well aren't naturally charismatic. They simply practice being present rather than retreating to comfort zones. Second gear represents deep connection, becoming fully present with someone who brings you joy. It's relationship building without an agenda or productivity pressure. Many struggle to shift from task mode into connection mode, like the father distracted by news apps while missing moments with his children. When people shift into second gear together, relationships flourish. Debbie's family adopted the five gears language, using second gear as shorthand for requesting attention, transforming family dynamics without guilt. Second gear isn't popular in American culture, which prioritizes productivity over connection. While Americans may be friendlier initially, other cultures often develop deeper connections. Mastering second gear builds deeper trust. Five practical tips. Seize connection opportunities when they arise. Listen more than talk. Avoid forced, inauthentic connection. Give yourself away by going deep despite risks. And eliminate habits that keep you from key relationships. What might change if you intentionally shifted into second gear for even 15 minutes each day? Most people don't know how to properly rest, limiting their effectiveness. We simply can't function well when depleted, like a phone with low battery. Starting the day in first gear prevents wrecking your internal transmission. Personality determines recharging methods. Introverts recharge internally through sleep and solitary activities, while extroverts recharge externally through social connections. Understanding your personal style is essential. Many mistake crashing for resting. Collapsing after exhausting work weeks isn't true rest and requires more recovery time than regular recharging. Rest can be a competitive advantage. One executive schedules it strategically. One day weekly, one day monthly, one weekend quarterly, plus vacations. This disciplined approach provides laser-focused clarity when working. Life without first gear means waking in task mode, missing meaningful interactions, and eventually crashing. Proper recharging restores balance, improves health, and brings peace. The true power of the Five Gears framework comes from learning to shift appropriately between modes. Like driving a manual transmission, these transitions require practice before becoming second nature. Creating physical markers as triggers for gear shifts can establish clear boundaries between different aspects of life, like using a specific landmark on your commute to mentally transition from work to family mode. The framework provides a common vocabulary that replaces subjective judgment with objective language. Let's get into second gear works better than you need to pay attention to me. One leader managed a crisis by telling his wife, "I have to go into fifth gear, but I will get back to second gear in about 2 hours," eliminating drama through clear communication. Intentional living involves deliberate thought and planning, while accidental living relies on hope without action. Most people live accidentally, hoping for positive outcomes without strategy. Transformation begins with honest self-reflection. Ask trusted people what it's like to be on the other side of you. Identify your gear patterns. Recognize your stress response gears. Assess your needs for recharge or connection. Establish physical markers as shift triggers and practice communicating your current gear to others. By mastering these five modes of engagement, you create the foundation for deeper connections, better leadership, and a more fulfilling life. What gear are you in now, and is it the right one?